We now welcome onto the call the head coach of the William & Mary Tribe, Mike Lennon. Good morning, Mike.
Morning, Rob.
Morning. A 27-16 loss on the road at Maine. As you've gone back and looked at the tape of that one, just talk about what happened with your team.
Yeah, you know, we've been the beneficiary of having finished games at the end on the winning side of it by executing. And we were not fortunate enough to do it this time around. You know, got down there on the 3-yard line and threw an interception. Would have gone 2 for 2 and then had to onside it. But, you know, we always talk about end of half, end of game situations, end of half. We missed a field goal, even though we were struggling a little bit there. And then obviously the end of game scenario that played out allowed Maine to do well. Hat goes off to them. And I've been talking about how, you know, the teams that Maine had played previous to us, they're a very physical team. They ran the ball. They threw the ball. We didn't play well the first half, obviously. Couldn't convert the third downs like we needed to. And then we couldn't get them off the field. You know, their third downs, third and long situations, 4th and 5. So we got to do a better job of that, you know, playing the whole 4-quarter aspects of it. And then we came back better in the second half in executing. But like I said, got to give Maine Coach Nick all the credit in the world about getting his team ready to play. And they did what they needed to do and out executed us. And, so now we look at ourselves and our practice starts tomorrow. Game plan, our guys are coming out of their spring, you know, their exams, you know, during this past week and a half here or so. So, you know, the aspect of being a student athlete, that's what it is. We just got to be able to compete, as we all know. But, on to the next challenge, which is a huge challenge, which is Towson. You know, what a physical big football team they are. So, we are, I tell you what, where we are now, you know, the progress we've made, you know, looks like we'll get a few players back. So we hope things continue to tend into positive for us in terms of getting players back and having opportunities for them to play and compete.
Offensively, 258 yards on the ground, which is a ton, but the turnover bug, which really you guys have avoided, really was that the difference on Saturday, maybe?
Yeah, it's not a formula for success for sure. You know, we had 3 turnovers, 2 interceptions and a fumble. We got one on a muff punt that they had, so we didn't create any. I don't know if we had any sacks on the quarterback, and, you know, that was one of the things, you know, that we've been good at doing. But you're right. I mean, it's when you have those turnovers like that and you're playing a good team and it's close, where you're trying to, you know, claw your way back into it, you can't give the ball up. You can't turn it over. And that was definitely a critical point, in this contest. They had 3, we had 1. And, you know, and plus the other thing, at the time of possession, I think we had 24 minutes. They had like 35 minutes, which is almost a quarter of football that they had the ball.
Right.
So, you know, we got to do better. We got to do better. And, and that's what practices are for. And that's what the opportunities to get better for.
Playing, and then
first question from Dave Johnson. Go ahead, Dave.
Mike, you mentioned you might get a few players back. Any specifics there?
No specifics, Dave.
Well, how about if I ask you about Carl Fowler? Is he close?
The guy like Carl could be. Obviously, he's gone, you know, had some time being out with a lower body injury. But he's last week he was running, changing directions and things like that. So, it's always up to the doctors, as you know, and the kid or the young man, excuse me. But it looks like he's got a chance to. But definitely, we need a guy like himself and Tyler Chris and Marcus Barnes. All defensive starters that have been out for quite some time. Hopefully we get them back and help our team.
Thanks.
Next question from John O'Connor. Go ahead, John.
Good morning, Mike. You have said in the past how important it is to remain relevant this time of year. I wonder if you might elaborate on that point as we move into late October and, you know, your schedule toughens up a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, you know, again, the CAA, toughest FCS conference to me in the country. remaining relevant, putting yourself in position to compete and come out on the, you know, on the other end of these close wins like we just experienced. The conference in of itself has teams in it, as we've all seen, that any one of us can emerge as far as being a competitor or competing for the conference championship. So, if you're in it and you're in the plus category of wins and losses, then you can feel good about, you know, where you are, but we got a long ways to go. And I understand there's some coaches on here that their record wasn't indicative of the type of team that they are. I mean, because we go, now we're playing each other, we're knocking each other out. And you just look at it. I mean, there's a lot of teams, good teams in this conference. So for us, the goal is to win games, to be competitive, and strive to try to, you know, talk about winning championships. You got to put yourself in that position to do that. And that's a long, hard road about this thing is, like I said, the good teams that are in this league and the coaches. And like every Saturday, you just look at the score box and you're like, wow, you know, and it's a tribute to the coaches and the players.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks.
Mike, you got a follow-up from Dave? Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Mike, I was going to ask you about Kevin Jarrell. A couple of years ago, he made kind of a semi-unusual transition from quarterback to linebacker. How do you feel he's adjusted? And he's your long snapper now too, right?
Yeah, Dave, you know what? Back in the day, playing for Dennis Kozolowski at Bethel High School, I was a quarterback coming from TAB. He moved me to linebacker. So I know the transition to that position very well, without the neck brace, you know. But Kevin has done a really good job of, buying into, his opportunity to play. Plays outside backer for us. He's our long snapper. And he's done a really good job for us. And he's a great, great, great young man. Glad to have him on the team. But his transitioning has been well. I mean, he had to up his calorie intake and things like that. But he bought into that role and he became bigger, faster, stronger. And now he's playing and he's doing an effective job.
You aren't quite as mobile a quarterback as Allen Iverson, I assume.
Not as quite as mobile as Bubba Chuck. No, that's correct.
Mike, you touched on the no sack number. You guys have been among the best in the country in sacks, and you mentioned Maine's also time of possession. What was Maine able to do to maybe keep you guys from the quarterback?
Yeah, you know, they did a good job of, you know, we talk about max protecting, you know, two tight ends back in the backfield, you know, slide protection, check downs, you know, different things like that. You know, Nick has done a great job of devising a plan that fits his team. And, you know, the quarterback did a great job in his first, secondary, primary reads, all those types of things. And so got the ball out quick, you know, so those things are important. We got to do a better job of, we can't get there, get our hands in the throwing lane, we'll get a hit on the quarterback or something to disrupt the quarterback and get him off the spot, you know, back in when he gets a snap at 4 or 5 yards there. So, again, credit goes to them for all the things that they did to win a game. As I said on this call last week, that's a Maine Black Bears are a good football team, good physical, tough football team.
Facing a Towson team this week that's coming off a big win over Rhode Island last Saturday, what impresses you about the Tigers and what are some of the keys for your team Saturday?
No, I tell you what, another big physical football team that played 2-3 people in a tight end position and say, you know what, we're running the ball right here and stop us. You know, so that's there's a mentality of a downhill, we're running the ball right at you. They do a great job with that. The quarterback has looked really good, really proficient and efficient distributing the ball. Defensively, They run around. I mean, there's a lot of team speed, you know, when you're on the field, run out of a mistake or make plays just because you're being aggressive. So Rob's done a really good job with putting his team together, what they do. Again, that's another team that's played really high caliber opponents, you know, and people look at records. I mean, you look at who they've played and there's some really, really good football teams. So here we are in the meat of on the halfway side of the CAA, and we're playing really good football teams. You know, I can say that, you know, about a lot of people that, on this, in this conference, because they've done a great job in coaching when they have to coach, who they have to coach, as we all know, concussion protocol, COVID protocol, guys are coaching and teaching, whoever, who's up, next man up mentality. And a lot of schools are doing that and doing a good job of it as well.
All right, Mike, thanks as always for the time today, and I look forward to talking again next week.
Thank you. Take care. Thank you.